Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Well, we have been talking about the domains of behavior and different forms of relationships. And one of the important relationships that we have been talking about in previous sessions was the relationship with environment, how we can teach our children to develop this relationship with environment. And you, as rightly mentioned, that this is not just not polluting the environment, in not making pollution in different forms like air pollution, water pollution, sound pollution. It's also about balance, creating balance, using resources in balance, exploring the universe. And as you ended the last session with the saying of Imam Ali al-Islam, live in this world as if you're going to live forever, but be ready for death as if you're going to die tomorrow. And you were explaining the concept of zuhd. I would want you to start with the same concept.
Yes, exactly. I was saying that zuhd, being pious or taking care of others in such a way that we give unto them more than we take from them. That is another concept. That is similar to the previous one. Living in this world in the best possible way, maintaining a balance, and on your own part, you are ready to sacrifice and carry out isar. You are ready to give to the world more than you take from it,
yeah.
Whether it is from other human beings or it is the environment in which you live.
Yeah.
Now, for inculcating that sort of zuhd in the human being, in the child, we need to take them to, number one, we need to make them interact with nature.
Yeah.
Take them for
outings,
camping, trekking, mountaineering, going into the forests, woodlands, rivers, fishing, even gardening.
Okay.
Make them gardening, taking interest in gardening. You have to make it a hobby. Raising pets, taking care of pets. I mean, many of the holy prophets were made to take care of sheep.
Okay.
They were able to interact,
develop relationship
with animals.
Yeah.
So they became prepared for maintaining a good relationship with their flock of people, their followers. So all these experiences are learning experiences for a child.
Okay.
Gardening, taking care of the earth, the land, the water, whatever. How to manage that relationship, how to go into it, how to discover it. Describing the plants, types of plants, types of animals. It's a whole beautiful world out there.
Yeah.
But if we want to inculcate that understanding, we have to inculcate it with the philosophical understanding and the relationship of love.
Yeah.
Based on that understanding. And then we want to introduce scientific issues exploration, discovery of the whole universe.
Yeah.
And so, we need to do, the most important thing is that today in the age of social media, in the age of this technology, it's very difficult. Now it's becoming a whole new environment which we are living in.
Exactly, like where the time where we were supposed to teach our children to develop a relationship with the environment, they have developed a different kind of relationship with the fantasy world. How to come out of that, I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how we can teach a child to develop a relationship with the environment. And Professor Naqavi, as you mentioned, different forms of relationships and now the relationship with environment. Today, in our society, when we're seeing our children are so much obsessed with the fantasy world, with the animated world, with the digital world, basically, and they are so much detached from the environment. So how do we get back to this nature and develop this relationship within our children?
The problem is that we don't have, as parents don't have enough time for our children. We are so much engaged in our own personal lives. Even we may be justified for that. For example, the father has to go out for a work for a living. Even the mother nowadays, many wives have to work. Even taking care of the household chores. They say, oh, I don't want my child to make a mess, or I don't want to allow him to make a fuss. Let him play with the mobile.
Yes.
That is the first mistake that we make.
All right.
That we say, oh, let's get rid of this nuisance. Leave him to watch the TV. Previously it was the TV, now it's the mobile. A child of 3 to 4 years is now holding a mobile in his hand.
Yeah.
And fully engrossed.
Sometimes even younger than them.
So, of course, that one of the issues is that today, it's a very apt word that you, the fantasy world. This world of fantasy that has been created by Hollywood, Bollywood, creating superheroes. What are they trying to do? What is the result of it? That we are attracted to them. We are
so much thrilled, addicted,
and that is removing us, detaching us from the true
relationship that was supposed to be maintained.
Relationships which we have, especially the relationship of wilaya.
Yeah.
And this is a whole. It's not a battle. It's a war. It's a war front,
as
it is called, the fifth generation war. And this is a very dangerous war. Previously, our children were being bombarded by bombs.
All right.
Now they are being. Then came the age of the TV, and so many films and whatever. That is continuing, but now it has gone to this digital world, and the digital world is becoming a world of its own in its own right. Now you are called netizens.
Yes.
Previously we were called citizens. Now we are netizens.
Yes.
And it has its own, it has a completely new dimension of living.
Yeah.
We have to manage that. We, as I said, we cannot run away from it. So we need to make programs, applications where we can offer a a solution where we can give come an alternative.
Come out of this work and develop a relationship
even,
with the
even environment. Even if we remain, to make the children remain, if yes. the children want to remain there, we have to give them a beautiful alternative.
Alternative.
Based on our understanding.
True.
Which will take them back to the real world.
Exactly. We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, "It is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the importance of developing a relationship with the environment that needs to be taught to children. So you told us that our children are addicted to the fantasy world, to we were called citizens first, and now we are netizens. And a solution is that we need to develop a strong relationship with the environment. So do we have some examples, some tips? How do we do that?
Look, when it comes to recreating a relationship between the signs of Allah Almighty and Allah Almighty Himself, we have a very beautiful example in the example of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Yeah.
When he looks at the, first he looks at the star, which for the sun and the moon, and whenever they rise, he says, "Oh, you are my Lord." Then when they set, he says, "You can't be my Lord. You cannot be my creator." Something which is rises and then sets cannot be my creator.
Okay.
And then he says, "My true creator is Allah Almighty."
Okay.
So through these signs.
Through the philosophical reasoning.
It's a scientific
basically.
Observation.
Yeah.
The moon is rising, then setting. The sun is rising and setting.
Yeah.
And then he says, "No, you can't be so because you're setting."
Yeah.
So now he's employing a scientific observation and coupling it with a philosophical rational reasoning.
Yeah.
And then proving the existence of Allah Almighty and accepting that.
Yeah.
So that's an example which we need to employ here also.
Yes.
That through these apps that are being presented and made, we need to, and it's not just confined to the digital world, even in our classrooms, in our homes, we need to make our children create that understanding and make that linkage between the observable scientific issues and relating them to philosophical issues. And that sort of programming has to be done within these programs, within applications, where we bring out those message, the message of truth in these applications or games that we need to make.
Yeah.
And there has to be a great deal of effort and tremendous effort because it's, for example, production, you can't compare what is being produced in Hollywood with what is being produced by us in the Muslim countries.
Okay.
That is unfortunate. They are much more advanced. And okay. when it comes to the digital world, that you look, just look at the nowadays, the Marvel superheroes.
Yeah.
Every day a new superhero is being introduced. And it is captivating the minds of our children.
Yeah.
What to say of our children? Our elderly people also captivated
because they are designed in a way that
How can we now today we have a Marvel superhero coming down to a country of the third world in Pakistan.
Yes.
We have a Marvel superhero in a country like Pakistan.
All right.
So now look at the great how do we counter that? Yeah. We have true superheroes in the imams. And their disciples, we have to bring them out and show them to...
Show them the real role models, real true heroes. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners for being with us, for listening. If you have any queries, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.